The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of God. You have heard it said of old, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, he is answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there you recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court, otherwise your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and the guard will throw you into prison. And I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. This Gospel reading comes from that section in Matthew that we call the Sermon on the Mount. See it in your Bible there. In Matthew's Gospel, it takes up two chapters. It takes up three chapters, 5, 6, and 7. And it's a collection of homilies that Jesus gave at various times, little talks that Jesus gave. And Matthew collected them all into what we see as the Sermon on the Mount. And this is one of them here. If you bring your gift to the altar and you find your brother has something against you, leave your gift. Go be reconciled with your brother, and then come back. If you're going to do some scripture reading for prayer during Lent, you would do well to look at the Sermon on the Mount and just take each thought and each little homily that Jesus gave, carry it for the day. Let me just offer one or two comments about this section which we have here in our gospel today. Lent is a time of transformation. I spoke about that a couple of weeks ago in a Sunday homily. It's a time to change. It's not a time to conquer. It's not a time to achieve. It's a time to change interiorly. And so when you journey through Lent, I mentioned in my homily that I decided to take the weeks. This was my cheerful week. I decided to be cheerful. Everybody I meet, I'm cheerful this week. Next week is my forgiving week. I forgive anybody who ever, and if somebody has forgiven you, don't call and ask for forgiveness again. It makes you suspicious that you haven't been forgiven. If the person forgives you, you're forgiven. Sometimes people go back to God and say, forgive me again and again. Hey, I already forgave you. Trust me. However, you could call the person and say, thank you for forgiving me. And I remember that. A forgiving comes up in this gospel today. Forgiveness is very important. It's a transforming experience. Not only should you remember the forgiveness given to you and be grateful, you must pass it on to others. And therefore, think about people that you have offended you that you need to forgive. Maybe call somebody, write a letter, make a phone call. Reassure somebody that they belong to you in friendship, that you don't hold a grudge. Since the gospel says if you come to church and you come to Mass, you come to the 8:15 Mass in the morning, but you're holding a grudge and you're holding some resentment, the gospel says, be reconciled first. If you're holding judgment over another person, you're resentful, you're angry about another person, hey, be reconciled first so that you come to the house of the Lord with interior peace, with a sense of interior wellness. That's what forgiveness means. It appears here. It's an interior thing. It's not just something you say. It comes from deep inside of you. When you are forgiven and you feel the forgiveness inside of you, you're healed. It's not just forgiveness. It's healing. It's reconciliation. It's to be made whole. That's what forgiveness means. The wound is healed. And accept the forgiveness somebody gives you. Just accept it gratefully. Don't second guess. Don't worry. Don't wonder. So the notion of walking in peace appears in this gospel here. And that's Lent. That's what it means to be transformed. I talked to somebody yesterday, and he told me that what he's doing for Lent, he's calling a different person every day. He's calling a person every day. Sometimes he calls them to send a blessing. Sometimes he calls to thank you for forgiveness. Sometimes he calls to say, I just want to reassure you that you're important to me and I'm thinking about you and I'm praying for you. But he calls a different person every day during Lent. In that way, he thought, this is transforming. It's changing. It's changing my life. It's making more in the likeness of a true disciple of Jesus. So listen to the Word of God and bring the Word of God to life. You know, we just listen to the Word of God. To listen, we have to integrate. We have to make the Word of God flesh and blood inside of us. So if you come to the altar and you're holding something, let it go. And then go and bless the person. Just don't forgive the person now. Heal the person. Reassure the person. We're all hurt. Nobody goes through life without being set aside, rejected, overlooked, whatever it is. So this gospel is a very powerful invitation to do something quite remarkable, to live at a level above what is normal in this world. It's normal for people to carry grudges, to make, you know, negative judgments about people. Say, wow, to live in freedom, holding no grudges, speak to anybody, don't set anybody aside, don't hold resentment, don't shut people out. Look for good things to say about people, all here in the Word of God today. And that's the Lenten thought for today. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. And when we see the devastation in the Ukraine, it calls us to make sacrifices for one another and to be very, very grateful for what we have and to pray, to carry in our prayer the people of the Ukraine who are suffering desperately. Amen.